Hello, backstage. I've had Rillo's accent challenge on my saved list for a while now, and I've actually been waiting to get over a bit of a cold before recording it. But since I couldn't resist Love Ravy's less clean version, and since I suppose having a cold doesn't really change my accent, I thought I would give it a go. So my username is She Flew Higher, and I'm from the UK. The list of words are as follows: aunt, roof, root, theatre, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, both, again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, court, naturally, aluminium, gif, crackerjack, doorknob, envelope. Question four. What is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? Now, when I first read this list of questions, I was like, why would you throw toilet paper on a house? But since listening to some other people's responses to this, it has awakened some deep, dark memories of high school. And I can confirm that in my part of the world, this is also called TPing. So, question five. What is a bubbly carbonated drink called? I would call that either a soft drink or a fizzy drink. Question six. What do you call gym shoes? Well, I have a very embarrassing memory from when I was about 15, and I had a conversation with a very attractive American boy, and for some reason my gym shoes came up, and I called them my trainers, which is what they're called here. And turns out that to him, in his lexicon, trainers were like training bras, which he somehow managed to explain to me, and I promptly died of shame and disappeared, and is a miracle that I'm here now. So I was not equipped to deal with that conversation at the age of 14, 15, whenever it was. So yeah. Nowadays, I unapologetically call them trainers. Question seven. What do you call your grandparents? Well, I had two grandpas, a granny and a grandma. Question eight. What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? I would call that a trolley, although I prefer the French word, which is chariot, because I've always thought it'd be a lot more fun to carry my groceries around in a chariot. So, question nine. What is the thing you change the TV channel with? I would call that a remote control. Question 10. Choose a book and read a passage from it. For reasons, all of my books are currently packed into some big cardboard boxes behind me. So I was looking around for a book that was out that I could get to, and aside from textbooks and random books, I have a book that a friend has given to me, which I have not got around to reading yet, but yeah, I thought it was one I could subject you to. So it was called The Red Queen, and it's by a guy called Matt Ridley. So, okay. Stalemate. It is a disquieting thought that our heads contain a neurological version of a peacock's tail, an ornament designed for sexual display, whose virtuosity at everything from calculus to sculpture is perhaps just the side effect of an ability to charm. Disquieting and yet not altogether convincing. The sexual selection of the human mind is much the most speculative and fragile of the many evolutionary theories discussed in this book, but it is also very much in the same vein as the others. I think we'll stop there, because I could read on and on, but that's enough. I might save that book for a day when I have some time to think. So, question 11. Do you think you have an accent? Well, yes and no. And yes. Yes, because we all have accents. But I think that I have a fairly, within England, I have a fairly non-regional accent, and I'm in England speaking English with a non-regional type English accent, so if anybody didn't have an accent, but then that's irrelevant because we all have accents, so yes. Question 12, end the audio post by saying any three words you want. So I'm going to share with you the wisdom of a beer mat on my desk. And it says, mysterious, magical, peculiar. So there's something for you to think about. Thank you very much for listening.